Brilliance Audio presents Improvise. Use the secrets of improv to achieve extraordinary results at work. By Max Dickens. Performed by Steve West. Introduction. All the world's a stage. William Shakespeare, As You Like It. I am flustered already, and I haven't even started my first improvisation class. Rushing down Brick Lane in East London, glued to Google Maps on my phone, furtively looking up at street names. I'm running late. 1 minute behind schedule becomes 5, becomes 10. I have no good reason for being late. My tardiness is almost certainly a subconscious act of self-sabotage. Being late gives me plausible deniability. I'm not a chicken for quitting, I think. It's common sense. After all, I've missed the first 10 minutes of the workshop. But I don't give up. Not yet. My heart racing and my back sweaty, I finally find the turnoff. I can see the entrance, 100 yards down the street on the right. The urge to quit suddenly grows more urgent. I suppose those of an artistic bent would describe the venue as bohemian. Less forgiving folks might opt for shantytown. Officially, it's a converted fabric factory. A little voice in my head becomes louder still. This is obviously a ramshackle operation. Come on, cut your losses and let's go home. But still, I don't throw in the towel. I check my watch. 15 minutes late. It's rude to go in now, I conclude, and finally I turn to leave. That's when I'm spotted.
Are you here for the improv class?
Shit.
It's quite hard to find, isn't it?
The man who has just emerged from the factory entrance is dauntingly cheerful.
It's a bit hidden away. Don't worry, we haven't started yet. Everyone's running a bit late. We're all upstairs.
I smile weakly, my heart sinking. There is no escape now. Before I know it, I'm climbing a rickety outdoor staircase up to a converted attic. Inside, 15 people sat on chairs in a circle, like some sort of therapy group for people addicted to damp. Except everyone's chatting jovially. Laughter fills the air. One lady is even handing out homemade brownies.
I've appointed myself snake captain, she explains, with such an easy joy that it makes me feel worse about myself.
I am not as nice as these people, I think, and I never will be. I put my bag down and search through it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?